got no problem with, you know, saying we've got some issues, we need to fix them. But we also got to realize that we're spending ourselves into a hole. LPNL's lost money 1 year. They lost $3.2 million last year. You need to understand that their payroll went up $3.157 million last year. And that was with one extra employee. We went from 288 employees to 289 employees, and our payroll increase, including benefits, went up $3.157 million. We keep talking about reserves. There was a statement made earlier that our reserves are almost nothing. Well, right now, they're at the end of June, they were a little over $26 million, which is less than half of what they should be. We also know that we make the majority of our money in the electric business June, July, August, and September in Lubbock, and that that number will go up, especially with the new rates. New rates are going to kick $5 to $8 million extra in this year. So by the end of this year, we're going to be sitting around the $40 million reserve level, unrestricted reserves. We also need to understand that one of the reasons those reserves are so small is because we made decisions as a board and as a council to drive those reserves down. We decided to fund projects with cash instead of bonding. We defeased $5.6 million in bonds last year. And I'll tell you, I supported that, and I still do. It's good fiscal policy. But we have to be completely honest. We can't tell half the story when we're sitting up here talking about rates. We can adjust and we can move those reserve levels at will as an LPNL board. We've done it first. Now, when they start getting driven down to the point they are, I have concurred with everybody we needed this rate study and we needed a rate increase. Our timing was horrific. We did not give our citizens enough time to prepare. We didn't give them enough time to budget. And we gave them no idea what to expect. That being said, Mr. Klein is correct. It's done. I don't sense a willingness to undo. And given the information we've been given tonight, I don't know that it's wise. But I hope that we will at least, you know, learn this lesson. We also said tonight that all debts were being financed at LPNL now, and that's another untruth. Well, I'll say what it is. It's an absolute lie. The budget we have in front of us right now is calling for $10.8 million in capital cash funded this coming year. And I know we were in excess of that this year. So I only bring those things up because I really think as we work through this and as we work with the LPNL board, I think we've got to figure out the way to be as transparent as possible. And I, for one, I'm a little tired of justification.